This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. We got this. We got this. Wayne Root's going to turn out to be the bravest soul in the world and the rightest soul in the world. I mean, even Nate Silver's backing down. Did you see Nate Silver's latest? The former New York Times genius, pretty boy. I say that in a very facetious way because, boy, he's far from pretty. But he was their favorite son. They thought he was a pretty boy, not based on his looks, but based on his incredible brain power. But his brain power is your typical intellectual Ivy League egghead. You know, I went to Columbia University, and I thought everyone around me was stupid. They weren't smart. They were so smart, they were stupid. Yeah, they could get a good grade on a test. Yes, they could recite Shakespeare. But ask them to give a real political speech. Ask them to make money in the real world. Ask them to start up a business. Ask them to raise money. Come on. They were a bunch of Ivy League eggheads. Not one of them could manage a Dairy Queen. Barack Obama couldn't manage a Dairy Queen, not a Columbia egghead. So, Nate Silver's an egghead, and he gave a 92% chance of Trump losing the White House, Hillary winning it in 2016 at the very end. Throughout the campaign, it was like 85%. First it was 70, then it was 80, then it was 92%. And, of course, we all know what happened there. He's an idiot. And that same egghead, that brilliant intellectual Nate Silver, said days ago, 85% chance Democrats would win the House. Same guy who said Trump, 92% chance he'd lose the presidency. And now he says, you know what, really, it's 50-50. Well, 50-50 is a crapshoot. 50-50 means half the time you win by a seat, half the time you lose by one seat. So Wayne Root, the odds maker, who doesn't know anything about polling, who doesn't know anything about statistics, who never took a data course in college, didn't have it when I was a kid. Now it's a huge thing, but never took a course or a major in data in my life. All I know is human nature and human psychology, and the polls are wrong, as usual. Trump is winning all over America, and therefore he's not going to lose the House, and he's going to win big in the Senate. I think we're going to get 3 to 6 Senate seats, and I don't think it's that outside of a chance that we can wind up with 7 new Senate seats, giving us 58 seats in the United States Senate. I don't think that's that much of an outside shot. It is an outside shot, but not a huge outside shot. According to odds makers, I'm sure it's a monstrous outside shot. But according to Wayne Root, we have a shot at 7 new Senate seats. 7 shiny new net Senate seats, but definitely 3 to 6. And I think really 4 to 6 would be my real final guesstimate, as we get somewhere between 4 and 6 with an outside shot at only 3 and an outside shot at 7. And I think we retain the House. And I think it's because all the statistics show that I'm right, because the early voting is so in favor of the Republican Party all over this country. They're coming out in numbers you can't imagine. On Friday, I read you my commentary. It was 1.7 million came out in Texas in the midterms 4 years ago. And now I said it was 4.3 million instead of 1.7. But that was just the number before the weekend. By the time early voting was over, over 5 million voted early in Texas. So there's only a couple things I could say to this. Number one, you can't assume this is all Hispanic Trump haters coming out, because, first of all, there's a district in southern Mexico that borders Mexico, hundreds of miles on the Mexican border. Huge district that's always been 100% Democrat since the 1870s, since Reconstruction. And I've told you on this show, they had a special election about a month ago, and it went Republican for the first time since the 1870s. In 130-plus years, it went Republican. And that's an Hispanic district. So Hispanics in Texas are not like Hispanics in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Illinois and California. Okay? It's a whole different breed. It's a whole different human being. Hispanics in Texas tend to be more conservative. So you can't imagine if 1.7 million people came out 4 years ago, now it's 5 million. You can't imagine that's not a Republican revolution. Don't tell me, oh, it's all Hispanics voting for Beto O'Rourke and the Democratic Party. Don't believe you for a second. There isn't that large a Hispanic population in Texas that could hike it up to 5 million. There's just as many white voters who came out, and just as many of every color of the rainbow came out as Hispanic. And I believe most of them came out to say, I love Trump. How can anybody not love Trump? How do you not love this economy? How do you not love these jobs? How do you not love this increase in wages? How do you not love the stock market? How do you not love what he's doing on the border? Something's wrong with you. Liberalism's a mental illness. Who the hell could come out in just anger and passion against Trump with such strident intensity? Who could do that? The answer is, if it went from 1.7 million to 5 million in the vote, it's going to be all conservatives coming out for Trump, and it's going to be like that all over the United States. Trump's approval the other day was 51%. Today it's 50% at Rasmussen, 5 points higher than Obama at the same point in his presidency. But here's the important one. So Trump's at 50. Another reason I believe you're going to see a red wave, you're going to see a red storm, you're going to see Republicans keep the House and maybe even add 2 seats. Yes, I said add 2 seats in the House. And you're going to see the Republicans win big in the Senate. Here's the other reason. Not only is Trump super popular compared to Obama, and campaigning like a madman compared to Obama, fantastic job. Fantastic job. But more important than that, Rasmussen came out with their very last poll today in Congress. They hadn't done that. I didn't see a poll involving Congress in quite a while. And their most recent poll today, the generic congressional poll, shows Republicans no longer losing by 16, no longer losing by 8, no longer losing by 5, no longer losing by 3, no longer losing by 1, no longer tied. Republicans winning. Winning the latest Rasmussen generic poll. Winning by 1 point. Now, if Democrats win by 3 or 4 or 5, they can't win the House. The House is gerrymandered and, you know, designed in such a way that they'd have to win by 10 points or more to win the House. And the latest one shows that we're winning by 1. They're not going to win the House, and we're going to win big in the Senate. I'll tell you more about that poll when we get back from break number 1. But Rasmussen, the only accurate poll, the most accurate poll of the 2016 election, which got it right on the line. They said it was a dead-even election and Trump could win when no one else thought it was possible. Rasmussen says Trump at 50%, 5 points higher than Obama, and the Republicans winning the last generic poll. Winning. Not losing close. Winning. What did Wayne Root tell you? I told you this all along. Okay, how about Georgia? Everybody was so worried that Brian Kemp wasn't going to win the governorship of Georgia. I never worried. You got Black Panther standing with guns in front of polling places, saying, with signs saying Stacey Abrams for governor. She's the African-American extreme radical commie running for governor of Georgia, who once stood on the steps of the State House and burned the Georgia flag, believes in reparations for Black people. What a nutcase. What a total nutcase. What an extreme radical. Well, everybody was scared. Dead even, dead even, dead even. Those are the polls that are lying. There's no dead even. Georgia's not voting for a radical communist to be in charge of Georgia. The latest poll, Brian Kemp up by 12 over radical Stacey Abrams. And Rossendale, leading lying Democrat tester in Montana. Another great thing. Matt Rossendale, 49, John Tester, 46. Keep in mind, these are polls that are always oversampling Democrats. So if he's up by 3 in Montana, maybe he's up by 8. Certainly he's up by 5. And in Georgia, Kemp up by 12 over radical Stacey Abrams. America lives another day. Communists haven't taken over yet. Once people concentrate, they don't vote for communists. Thousands line up in the rain and cold to see Trump and Rush Limbaugh in Cape Girardeau, which is where Rush Limbaugh's from, 8 hours before the rally. Thousands show up in cold and rain to see the final Trump campaign rally tonight with Rush Limbaugh in southern Missouri. How beautiful is that? Thousands lined up already. They started lining up for Monday's rally on Sunday night. We're not losing this election. Red wave. The crowd at Trump's rally in Cleveland today is much bigger than his 2016 Trump rally at the same venue. Oh, they're after me. One of the few times I've ever forgot to turn the ringer off. on my cell phone. But the phones never stop ringing around here. If I ever left the ringer on, the entire show would be ringer, 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 ringer. Ring, 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 ring. Red wave. Crowd at Trump's rally in Cleveland today much bigger than the 2016 Trump rally at the same venue. At the IX Center in Cleveland, Ohio, the place is packed. He's giving a speech at 3 o'clock today, Monday afternoon. Well, 3 o'clock, so 3 o'clock East Coast time already happened, came and went. For gubernatorial candidate Mike DeWine and Jim Renacci, who's fighting for U.S. Senate seat against Democrat incumbent Sherrod Brown. The IX Center holds 10,000 people and it is packed to the brim. The Daily Mail editor David Martosko posted a video of the Cleveland venue and said there are more people at the Cleveland venue today than there were in 2016 when Trump held a rally in the exact spot a couple of weeks before the presidential election. So all I've been saying, right? Size matters. And the whisper vote, there it is. That's what did it. Size matters. And the whisper vote, everywhere Trump goes, people wait 8 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours, freezing cold rain, nighttime. They don't care. They're willing to do a once-in-a-lifetime wait to see their hero. And Democrats can't get five people in a room. Obama has to advertise. He will pay you $15 to show up to college students in a college newspaper. That's the only way Obama gets anyone to show up. The stands are empty. Even for $15, they don't show up. You know who else you know we're going to win? John Brennan begs the people to defeat Trump, supporting candidates so he doesn't go to jail. John Brennan is so scared, the former CIA chief. He's begging people to defeat Trump-supporting candidates in the midterms. He's afraid of the House Intel investigation into his role promoting Hillary's fake Russian dossier. If the Democrats take the House, it's all over. Investigation dead. Chairman Nunes is no longer chairman. Nancy Pelosi even threatened to use subpoena power as a negotiating tool if the Dems take the House. So Brennan's desperate. He says on Twitter, opportunity to repudiate outreal Donald Trump and restore congressional ability to thwart recklessness and fear-mongering in this election. Those who stand with Trump must be defeated. Vote! Exclamation mark. Keep me out of jail. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But have I got a great one to recommend to you? A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller, full of suspense, based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, so much more to tell you. USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, and hour number three. Your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser, and I'm kicking the ass of the pollsters. They don't know what they're talking about. Big Republican red wave is coming. The first guy that said it was Wayne Root. Now everybody is starting to say it. Now Rasmussen is reporting that Republicans lead in the congressional generic ballot. Corey Lewandowski is saying Republican red wave. Rush Limbaugh is saying Republican red wave. I was the first guy with the guts, the balls, the cojones to come out and say it on air and to write it in commentaries where it's available forever for those to see. I'm the guy that fights for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, run and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They're owned and operated by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. State of Texas chose them because of their credibility, so you know you can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Make sure you call up and ask them about it, and also thank them for sponsoring this radio show and this national TV show. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online, usgoldbureau.com/root. We love taking your calls. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. Early voting turnout surges as Republicans hold the lead in battleground states. According to Bloomberg, some 34 million people have already voted in the 2018 midterms. In at least 28 states, early voter tallies have surpassed their totals for the entire 2014 midterms. In Texas alone, more than 5 million have already voted. In all these places, Republicans have come out much bigger than Democrats. Good news. How do you know Democrats are about to lose? Obama completely incoherent, voice cracking, stammering, sweating during relaxing midterm speech. Depending on who you ask, former President Obama either comes off as cool and collected or smug and arrogant, not to overgeneralize, but that difference of opinion is usually based on political affiliation. That being said, even the most committed liberals on the left will have a hard time defending one of Obama's latest public appearances as either cool or collected. Watch wild-eyed Obama in absolute panic mode. Obama's voice is cracking. He's stammering. His pits are sweating. His eyes are bugging out of his head. Just another relaxing day on the campaign trail. Obama was giving this speech at a political rally in Milwaukee in late October. Try listening to that video again. What exactly is the former president trying to say? I'll get it for you a little bit later in the show. I'll find it. I'll get it to Chris, and we can listen to it. But I've listened to it several times, still struggle to make out exactly what words he's trying to put together. That, the thing that's most important in this elect, Obama says, not health care, not whether or not folks are able to retire, not doing something about higher wages, or building our roads and bridges, putting people back to work. Suddenly it's this group of folks, we don't even know who they are, where they are, they're way down there. Nobody knows what the hell he's saying. It's like he's on crack. Is the former president on crack? You mainlining heroin, Obama? No one knows what the hell you're saying. And then another article, low-energy Obama stumps in very small room. More media show up than supporters. Low-energy Obama campaigned with Democrats Jennifer Wexton and Tim Kaine in Northern Virginia at the Fairfax campaign office Monday with a hoarse voice. Obama and Kaine bought donuts for campaign staffers, told them since they've been moving a lot, they're allowed to have a little treat. And then his Tim Kaine's communications director pans around to show the crowd. And it looks like there's more media than there are actual people. Meanwhile, Trump's bringing thousands and thousands of people. 10,000, 20,000, 27,000. They wait in the rain. They wait in the cold. They wait in the snow. They risk frostbite in Alaska for Donald Trump, and 25,000 would show up. He fills football stadiums. He fills basketball stadiums. And you think we're losing the House? We're not losing anything, but I'll tell you what. If we lose the House by one seat, we're going to win the Senate by six or seven seats and dominate in the Senate. I predict we keep the Senate by a mile, and we keep the House as well. Red storm, baby. Hashtag red storm. Get out there and vote. Bring your neighbors. Bring your friends. Bring your relatives. Bring them all.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now!
USA Radio News.
The president told supporters today to get out and vote Republican and said the media will blame him if the GOP loses seats in Congress. Busy day for the president as he already gave a speech in Ohio. He's in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and will be ending his night in Missouri. Sean Trendy is from Real Clear Politics. He joined Fox News and had a message for all the political pundits.
Predicting from early voting is always really dangerous because you don't know who's going to show up to vote on Election Day. That's exactly what went wrong in 2016 when people looked at early voting and there was a huge turnout for Republicans on 2016. What we can say is it looks like people on both sides are very engaged and very excited about this election.
U.S. troops and Customs and Border Protection officers have put barbed wire fencing in place as four caravans are headed towards the United States-Mexico border. The caravans have reportedly grown to approximately 12,000 Central American immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wait.
Maine wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, but I can barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of Christian faith and what's possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you'll love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne loves it. This is the first book of a series. I can hardly wait to read the next book by author John Stafford. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. We've got our guest here, Wayne Allen Root, on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, in hour number 3. And right now we've got Sonny Johnson, a Breitbart contributor, Sirius XM host, outspoken African-American Tea Party conservative, founder of DidSheSayThat.com, with cutting-edge conservative commentary, DidSheSayThat.com. Sonny Johnson, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, you don't think the conservative movement or the Republican Party does a good job messaging to African Americans? Tell us what you think they should be doing, Sonny Johnson.
Okay, let's just start with the current messaging. I don't think that any political party would address any constituency by calling them dumb and stupid and plantation dwellers. So I don't think that that's even a way that you should start a conversation when you're trying to address a community that you've been estranged from over 60 years. But outside of that alone, the black community is inherently conservative. And I think what Republicans and conservatives have made up in their mind is that you have to come in and convince us that conservatism works. And we don't have to be convinced of that. All we have to do is mirror what we believe to what this community is already doing. The one obstacle from us being able to accomplish the ultimate mission of carrying out our republic the way it's supposed to be at the local level is the progressive disease that has been planted in these communities for the last 60 years that involves indoctrination from this public school system. It involves corruption from the local authorities who are supposed to be watching both police forces as well as mayor's office and city councils. If you go and look at the record of number of black politicians in these areas that have been arrested for abusing their power, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Like, we have to do a better job of explaining to them what conservatism actually means. And what we do is we jump into these every 2-year election cycles. And every election cycle becomes the most important election cycle. Well, between those every 2-year election cycles for Congress, where the House or the Senate and the presidency is up for election, are a lot of local elections, like school boards, like city councils, like mayor's offices. Those elections get no options for black Americans because there are no Republicans on the ballot at all to even go in and be like, okay, this is how it can be different. It's not going to be different by you voting in these national elections. The way that it is going to change is you start making differences here at the local level. And if you want to start getting more blacks to actually trust the Republican Party at the national level, the first thing that you should do is give them a local Republican Party that they can trust. Because if they have an inherent trust to the people that they give the most power over their lives to at the local level, it will be a lot easier having them transfer over to the national level Republican Party.
Sonny Johnson, do you feel as if black Americans are starting to get the idea that this is the lowest black unemployment history? It's not due to Obama, it's due to Trump?
Yes. And actually, let me rephrase that. If you look at the black community and our whole trajectory, okay, not just this one cycle, like, it didn't happen just because of Trump. This is something that we as a community have been building towards. After we were ravaged by the Clintons and their crime bill and their destruction of our community, we had to start to build ourselves back. So after Bush came into office, he put tax cuts into place, which helped a lot of black people in the and a lot of black people to start businesses and careers and actually start to run into some of the problems with entrepreneurship. And once they learned those things, they gave those things back to us. So this generation is a very entrepreneurial generation. And not only are they entrepreneurial, but also the internet provides them a way to be successful in that arena that where a whole bunch of roadblocks used to appear, like actually having to have a storefront and having upfront money. So this pathway gives them a lot more avenues to get to being economically independent. Now, they are not looking at that like conservatism. And we need to start telling them this, yes, that is what we're talking about. That is what we need. Now, when you move out of these poverty brackets and you start going up the economic ladder, how much of your money should we be able to take from you? And when you can get to that point where you're not trying to make them reinvent the wheel, you already see what exists, what is already happening, then you can get them to answer questions about which policies actually affect them in the future going forward to be most beneficial for them. And you also get a whole new generation of people that actually believe in conservatism and are willing to fight for it. And when you have that, then you have a generational change in these communities. That means you rip the progressive root of disease out of urban communities. And that will affect cities all around the country and some states that have been permanently blue to actually change back and maybe become purple or even red again.
What's your final prediction? Do you have a prediction, Sonny, for how the black vote's going to turn out? Will it be better in this midterm than it was in prior elections, including 2016 with Trump? You think we finally get a little bit of movement and a little larger black vote? Do you think the turnout will be low because they maybe don't love Trump, but they don't love the Democratic Party anymore, so therefore it'll kind of be neutral and they just won't show up in large amounts? Or if they do show up, how are they voting? You tell us.
I think that what I'll say is this. I can't predict it. The polls have not been trustworthy. The media is not trustworthy. And I think that actually I kind of like the fact that it actually matters what the people say and what they show up and vote for tomorrow. So that's going to be interesting. But I will throw this warning out. I'm looking at Georgia and looking at Florida. I have said about democratic socialism when it had Bernie Sanders at the front of it. It's like crazy old grandpa. But eventually, they are going to get a candidate that can sell this version of democratic socialism and not and look crazy and obscene and be able to actually give the lies that stand in defense of it. We better have an alternative on our side when that moment comes. So whether it comes after the Trump administration or whatever, short term, I can't predict what's going to happen tomorrow, but I can predict that we are going to meet democratic socialism at the ballot box. And if we are not careful, we are going to lose to it. So we better start planning strategically to make sure that's the mission that we're looking for, not just every 2 and 4 election, but that long term ideological change that will actually save America.
Now, this one I'm not blaming in any way, shape, or form black voters for. I'm blaming the white liberal media for, Sonny Johnson. But the media doesn't allow certain things to get out. And I'm just wondering if the black community is watching closely enough to notice something if it never comes out in the mainstream media. Hillary the other day was on a stage last week. I'm sure you know. She was on a stage and made some horrible comment. I guess she'd say it was a wise-ass joke. But it was a horrible comment. The interviewer was some liberal white woman, and she made some comment about Cory Booker, but she actually used the attributes of the former Attorney General Eric Holder to describe Cory Booker, and it was clear she meant Eric Holder, but she was talking about Cory Booker. And Hillary said, no, you mean Cory Booker, but you're talking about Eric Holder. Well, you know, they all look alike. and the crowd gasped and laughed. Now, if it had been Trump and he had said that, that's a horrible thing to say. If Trump says that, I think his presidency's over. I mean, the whole world comes down on him and says, you got to resign today. That's as bad as the locker room tape. You know, grab the you-know-what. They all look alike. Hillary says it, and outside of a few conservative websites, I never heard another mention of it. Do you think anyone in the black community even knows she did that?
I predicted that Hillary Clinton would lose the black vote as when Obama started running, and I told everybody that the black vote would not show up for Hillary Clinton against Trump because they had no faith in either. They had no faith in her whatsoever, and they remember the Clinton crime bill and what it did to our community. I'm not worried about Hillary Clinton. You know, the black community doesn't worry. Conservatives worry about her a lot more than black people actually worry about her. And that goes to that same play which you say about the media, what they choose to talk about. No, we gave up when we didn't show up for Hillary for a reason, for a purpose. That was purposeful. What needs to happen now is we need to stop worried about the Democrats. Let them self-destruct. Let them piece together whatever it is that they're going to actually try to sell to the American people as a presidential candidate, whatever. But what we need to start doing is start looking how we expand our base to make these kind of fights unnecessary, where every election that is important happens at the local level and not the federal.
All right, Sunny Johnson, she's got a great website, DidSheSayThat.com, DidSheSayThat.com. She's a Breitbart contributor and SiriusXM host and outspoken African-American Tea Party conservative, founder of DidSheSayThat.com with cutting-edge conservative commentary, and we welcome her back for the second time to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Thank you, Sunny. We'll talk to you again
soon. Thank you so much.
All right. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We shall return. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCom score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare.
Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
War now!
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, sponsoring the segment of the show is My Patriot Supply. We're in a season of change, and that's probably not good. Markets swing hundreds of points in hours, weather disasters and weekly events, and our news headlines, political unrest and fallout will increase going towards 2020. And through all these sudden changes, one thing's a fact. We should be prepared. Our day-to-day lives are likely to be disrupted. You need a plan for food storage and water filtration when emergencies strike, protection from disasters, survival tools. You can get all these items at My Patriot Supply. I use them and you should too. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-reliant. I said 1 million. Over 1 million hardworking Americans have bought products at My Patriot Supply. I'm proud to say they sponsor this show. They sell hundreds of items, including emergency food kits, gravity-powered water filtration systems. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack, banking system shuts down, disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies to be more self-reliant at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now. You're prepared at MyPatriotSupply.com. You know what I say? Always expect the best, but prepare for the worst. That's been the motto of my entire life. I always think I'm going to put this deal together, I'm going to make $1 million, but I've got a backup plan in case it all goes to hell and I'm in major trouble. So expect the best, prepare for the worst, and MyPatriotSupply.com is a great way to do that. All right, lots of stuff in the news. God, I can't keep up with it all, but I did tell you that the latest Rasmussen thing is out. The latest Rasmussen report is out. And stocks surged today after hearing the latest poll showing the GOP is retaining the House. We had a stock surge. U.S. equity markets ramped into the green. Even NASDAQ recovered from its big beating. Today, the Dow Jones was up 190 points, the S&P up 15. U.S. equity markets ramped into the green as the final Rasmussen Report's generic congressional ballot before Election Day shows Republicans ahead by 1 point. Latest Rasmussen National Telephone and Online Survey of likely U.S. voters finds 46% would choose the Republican candidate for Congress, 45% would choose the Democrat, 3% prefer some other candidate, you know, like Libertarian or Green, and 6% remain undecided. A week ago, Democrats were ahead 47-43, but that's okay. I told you, three doesn't matter. They can't win back the House with three. They got to win by 10, maybe 8, but most likely double digits in order to win back the House nationwide. But if they're going to lose by one, they're not winning back the House. And I still don't even think even Rasmussen is accurate when it comes to these polls. So many people who are Trump people will not talk to a pollster or tell the wrong information to a pollster. God, after the 2016 election, are you aware almost everybody in the know in the media thought it was over and that Hillary won by a landslide? Because the, forget the polls, the actual exit surveys coming out of the voting booth, people lied to the people conducting the exit surveys and they told them they voted for Hillary when in reality they voted for Trump. So even when you see a 1 point lead, 46-45, it might be 50-45. This is the first poll showing a GOP lead. And here's why it may matter. While often accused of bias, Rasmussen was the only major pollster in 2016 to predict a Trump victory. And they were the only major pollster whose prediction was proven correct. Stocks are suddenly reassured and the market soars. Nobody predicted a red wave outcome last time except Wayne Root. No one in the media, and no one this time predicted it first before Wayne Root, and really almost no one did. I don't have time to listen to the radio, so I didn't hear Rush Limbaugh, but people have told me Rush said he thought it would be a red wave, but I don't know if that meant he thought we'd keep the House or not, if he'd be so bold as to say that, but I've been so bold as to say that, and I was the first one to say it. It takes a lot of guts to be the only person saying something, a lot of guts. In any case, here's some of the reasons why we're winning. Louis Farrakhan leads. Now, this is a guy that was in a photo with Obama, and it was hidden by the media for like 5 years. No one wanted to see a photo of Obama with Louis Farrakhan. And he's in Iran, and he leads chants of death to America in Tehran and refers to America as the great Satan. All the Democrats love him. All the Democrats have taken money from him. All the Democrats have been in photos with him. He's a Democratic Party favorite. He's the Nation of Islam leader, Louis Farrakhan. He traveled to Iran for meetings with the regime leaders. And he led chants of death to America on Sunday during his visit with Iranian leaders. Iranian state TV news presenter listened to the leader of Nation of Islam chanting death to America. And Farrakhan says death to America. He also referred to America's great Satan during a Tehran University speech, saying to Iranians, if you persevere in your revolution despite the sanctions, victory will be yours. He claimed that America's never been a democracy on Sunday during a solidarity trip to Iran ahead of a real implementation of U.S. sanctions on the country this week. According to Iran's semi-official state news agency, Farrakhan said in a meeting, I understand how the enemies have plotted against the Iranian people, and I would like to stay alongside you to stop their plots. He blasted American support for Saudi Arabia, Iran's arch rival in the region. Satan seeks to divide Muslims and wants them to kill each other, while God tells us in the Quran to be united. He's a famous anti-Semite. He hates Jews. He hates Israel. He was Obama's buddy. He was in the picture with him, and they hit it. And Valerie Jarrett, don't make me laugh. Valerie Jarrett said the strong economy began under Obama, and she's heartened to see the progress. She called it a fairly strong economy, and it began a while ago when Obama was in office. Really? His last quarter and his last year were the lowest GDP of his entire presidency.
What if there was a social media network only only for the conservative.
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.